You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. Today, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the God who loves us. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall be saved, shall not perish, shall enter from death into eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm very excited about the message today. Before we get started, let's go quickly into the throne of grace today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you today for your forgiveness. Lord, you know all things. You know our rising up and our fall downfalls, Lord. But you said in your word that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We receive that by faith in Jesus' name, and we thank you. We thank you for your word is forever settled in heaven. It is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, even to divide in the son of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow. It's a discerning of thoughts and an intent of the heart. Thank you for your word and the power of your word that is active and it's alive. We thank you for your Holy Spirit today, our helper, our teacher. Hallelujah. The spirit of the living God, the spirit of truth, that's the comforter, that's operating in this dispensation of time. We thank you for the help of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for not leaving us orphans today. Also, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. The blood is eternal. Hallelujah. The blood that washes, the blood that cleanses, the soul-saving blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ that is alive and well on this earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The blood that's the antidote for our sickness, sin, and disease. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your peace today. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for moving through the airways today. Your healing power, bringing healing, delivering those within their bodies, touching them, giving them a miracle, letting them know that you are still God and you the balm in Gilead, and that you are healing and that you are setting free those that will believe by faith. It's by faith in your name, in your power, in your word. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, because only you can do it. You're the only God that can do it. You're the only God that can do it. You're the Holy One of Israel. You're the only holy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the good shepherd. Only you can do it, that came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we praise you today and we thank you for your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very excited about the message today. About a week ago, I like to say I want to thank you, Lord, for allowing me to live on the earth 60 years. I celebrated my 60th birthday. The beginning of July, but the whole month of July has been my birthday. So I thank the Lord for everything that he did for me through that money and everything I was he allowed me to do. I had a good time. So I thank the Lord for that. But I want to talk to you, or the Holy Ghost want to talk to us, from John chapter 20. And the title of this message is, it's time to start believing the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Deliverer, and our Healer, our God. It's time to start believing him. And so here we find ourselves with Thomas, and Thomas was one of the disciples, and Jesus has already risen now, and we find ourselves here at verse 24. And it reads, now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print or the holes of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, the disciples were inside again, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut. Jesus just showed up. He didn't even have to open the door. He is the door. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. You know, last week I talked about the peace of God. Here it is here. Jesus is saying, peace be unto you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your hand here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord, my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Thomas was only able to believe because he's seen it. He was only able to believe because he had to have something tangible. He put his hand in the side where they pierced Jesus. He put his hands and touched the hole. He was able to see, amen, and handle tangibly that was Jesus. You know, about a week ago, I was in my space. I was taking a shower, and, you know, I had to do it, y'all. I said, Lord, you know, I don't know why you allow these things to happen to me, these adversities and these different situations and circumstances. I'm going to be honest with you because this is in my heart. And I think that was just that cleansing of being 60 years old. It's time to get some stuff out of me. Amen. And I said to the Lord, I said, these attacks and all this stuff that I don't have to go through, why did you allow this stuff to happen to me? And I went on to quote his word to him. Remember what you said, that I was fearfully and wonderfully made? Remember how you said that you was with me even until the end of the world? You would never forsake me. I started just naming everything to him, his word back to him. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me. He said, have I ever left you? And I said, no, you would never leave nor forsake me. He said, okay. And then he said, you know, you're still alive. And it paused me. Because then at that moment in time, I realized that through all the adversities, attacks, and circumstances and things that I have faced, that I had allowed the spirit, the pain of struggle, the spirit of rejection to linger in my life. At that moment, I realized I had to do it, y'all. I had to let him know the truth of what I was feeling and from my heart. And I began to understand that, wait a minute, when he asked me, he says, listen, have I ever left you? I said, no, Lord, you never left me. You're still alive. I said, yes, I'm still alive. So I had to really be faced with the fact that, Linda, you've been carrying this pain of struggle. You've been allowing the spirit of rejection to linger in your life. It's time now to get this stuff out. Even resentment, he brought up to me resentment. You are dealing with the spirit of resentment because you resent that you had to go through what you went through. You resent that you had to go through and stand in the midst of the hardships and the attacks and the things you had to go through, the spiritual warfare. You dealing with resentment. And many of us are dealing with the spirit of rejection, the pain of struggle. Glory be to God. We're dealing with rejection at high levels, different levels, and no matter how it entered in, and that resentment that we had to go through. But the Lord wanted to remind me of that. He said, you're still alive. I've never left you. Even though you went through everything that you've gone through, I'm still with you. And you're here 60 years on the earth. I haven't left you. So I begin to say, you know what, Lord? It's time for me to begin to believe in a whole new realm and let go this pain of struggle, the pain of rejection, that spirit there, and resentment, to release that out of my life, my destiny, my heart. So I had to release that stuff or submit it to the Lord and forgive myself so that I can move on in this latter reign of destiny, benefits of blessings from the Lord. Amen. Throughout my life, because everybody should know that, at least I know, I want my ending better than my beginning. I think that's what our forefathers and mothers and brothers and those that have was gone, our cloud of witnesses that have gone ahead of us, they had to deal with the struggle of pain. They had that pain of struggle. They had to struggle to get some things done. They was rejected sometimes to get something, rejected by family, rejected on the job, rejected from positions, rejected. Some of them was rejected by doctors saying, hey, ain't nothing else we can do for you. Amen. And resentment. Some of us are resenting. Oh, I'm resenting that I got married. I'm resenting this. I'm resenting it. And the Lord says, you know what? All of this is a part of life. He said, in the world, you shall have trouble, but cheer up. I've overcome the world. We got to get to the point where we got to submit that stuff. We got to get that out of our heart. You know, in Psalms 23, it says the Lord restores our heart. There's a refreshing and a restoring that takes place within our heart. But we have to be willing, because we got a part to do. We have to be willing to submit it. I'm going to lay it down, Lord. I don't care how much the attack is. I don't care what the spiritual warfare is, because if I made it to this moment, that tells me that you never left me. That tells me that you never forsake me. That tells me that I can get up right now, submit that stuff, take that old cult of resentment, rejection, pain of struggle, glory be to God, and throw it off of me, amen, and take on the coat, okay, amen, or the mantle, glory be to God, of your love and your grace and your strength, amen, glory be to God. I'm reminded of Paul when Paul says a agent was sent to me from Satan to buffet me, amen, because of the many revelations he was getting. He said, I sought the Lord 3 times to remove this thing from me, to deliver this thing from me. And the Lord Jesus spoke to me and says, my grace is sufficient to pull you through. Yeah, because in your weakness, my strength is made strong in you. And so through all the hardship, the struggling, and all that, the rejection and things that we went through, it strengthened us to be able to stand in the different levels that we've been walking through. Glory be to God. But now it's time to let that stuff go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to release it. Amen. I don't care what mama and them did to you. I don't care what you experienced in the church. Jesus ain't worried about it. He says, listen, you're still alive. I'm here with you. I never left you. I never forsake you. But we got to get that stuff out of our heart. We got to get that stinking thinking out of our minds. We got to let it go and get that. You know Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh? You know, down Eeyore? You know, he doubted so much. And so, what, you know, that every time somebody says something, he has some negative say. Oh, don't nobody want to play with me on this. This is always happening to me. So at the end of the day, the Lord is saying, it's time to start believing me again. Because of your pain of the struggle, because of the rejection, because of your resentment, that has blocked you from believing me in what you're asking me for. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for this day, for this message, Father. We thank you for your power moving through the airways in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father. Release our hearts in the name of Jesus, Father, and show us that, and give us the strength. Show us the faith that we may be able to release the pain of the struggle. Let the pain go. Somebody crying right now. It's hard. I know it's hard. Jesus knows it's hard. He said, but I will never leave you. I'm strengthening you. If you let it go, forgive yourself, forgive those that hurt you. The Lord said, my strength will begin to manifest in you like never before. In the name of Jesus, it's time to be healed and delivered. Amen. And in our emotions and in our mind as well. Not just our body organs, but in our emotions. And in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Until the next time, God bless you. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm a holy ghost.